You're now listening to Pete, Matt and Kimber for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works.
What a year.
What a year it's been. What a year indeed, eh, jeans and joggers?
Hello, team.
Look at the
juices. It's gone fast. Yes. I tell you what, start of the year, we were all plumped together and gone, make it work. And I think we've done all right.
We've had a bit of fun.
It's been awesome
hanging out. It's been downs. Yeah. More ups.
A lot more ups. I'd say more ups than the downs.
Yeah, totally.
That's good.
And over that time, so today's our 206th show.
Okay.
We've come to recognise a few things between the three of you.
Oh, no.
Between the three of us or all?
Well, individually, each of you have just a little thing that you often do.
Oh, no.
It's called a quirk.
You're pretty good, though. There's not a lot, but which one of you would like to go first?
Go on, just get mine out of the way.
Do you want yours out of the way? Yep. You want yours done?
Can I just say, Kimber's like practically perfect in every way.
I've worked with her for six years, Jeans. I know that.
It was very hard for us to find dirt on her.
Oh, God.
So I hope you enjoy.
Okay, have a listen.
And he's bought the cat home. Bought the cat home. I really enjoyed that you brought these photos in. Bought these photos in. They've bought out now.
Anastasia.
A bloody Stasia. You guys just bought her up a few weeks ago. And another friend bought her daughter to the thing. Bought her daughter to the thing, who was like five maybe. So I took it home and I can use it at home, and then I brought it back in. And he picked up a cat that looked the same and brought home the much better behaved cat. He's brought it home to settle in. I brought in something even spookier for you today.
Wow, you can't speak English.
You lazy-tongued... What a mess. As if I don't know how to do it. I know the context of which bought and brought is used. I'm clearly too lazy. If I'd known you were putting this together, I would have given you a heads up on a word that I do regularly. Wow. I like to say member instead of remember. I go... Remember when you used to. I say member that many times, and my partner is the only person who ever tells me off or picks it up.
Oh, that'll be next
remember
year.
When you brought that new dress from that shop?
Wow. I'm so slack-tongued.
Oh, God. Go
shall
on.
Shall we see what Matt's been up to?
Oh. Okay. Let's have a listen.
Lights, models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Failed career in acting.
Because you are an actor.
Yes. Yeah, I am a classically trained actor. Trained actor. As a very mediocre actor, I got a crack at playing Biff once.
You're an actor, though? Like, you're a trained actor. Oh,
yes. NIDA trained, Lynn.
Bless. If you did go to NIDA, I'd ask for a refund.
Guys, did you know that Matt went to NIDA?
Matt's an actor.
Is Matt an actor?
Matt's an actor.
Hey, I remember that. Fair enough.
And last but certainly not least, I'm sure all of our listeners will recognise this.
Okay. My oldest daughter, you know, the three kids in our household. I have three kids. Little Ollie. And even us now with our young kids, you know, because I've got three kids. I have three kids. To know the fact that I've got two young girls in our household, dad of daughters.
I've got three kids.
Yeah, you do. Three kids under five.
Do you have three kids, Pete?
Was it four kids, Pete?
Three kids.
I've got three kids. They are three under five. One's five, one's three, one's 6 months. And they're keeping me employed and relevant. So,
great content.
Absolutely. You keep it coming, buddy.
In all seriousness.
Let me sit back in the corner and reflect on my acting days.
Thanks, Jeans and Joggers, for putting together our fun.
We love you guys, and you are the best in the business. And if that's all we could pull, you know, from a whole year's worth of shows, that's pretty good, I'd say.
We love you guys. We've had the best year. And yeah,
you are the best producers we could ask for. Thank you so much.
It's a lot of fun.
It's been good fun.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
What made your year?
Oh, wow.
That's what we want to talk about. Yeah. What made your year? Uh-huh. Because sometimes it's the small things. It doesn't have to be something massive. But I think that if we can reflect on all the great things that we've been through, it's nice to just sort of think, oh, no, it wasn't all doom and gloom. That's what the news will let you believe.
Absolutely.
There's other stuff going on. Mm. Like this morning, we caught up with Stacey. She won our $1 million in Million Dollar Alpha Bucks.
That's right.
I'd say she had a pretty great year. I reckon it was probably the best thing that happened in her year. So we caught up with her to see how she was going with it. Thanks for chatting with us today, Stace. Thought it'd be a good idea just to catch up with you.
No worries. Life's just buzzing along here.
Yeah, what's going on?
My husband and I, we went and had a look at some display homes just to get an idea of, you know, what a new home looks like. So, yeah, that's been fun. It's a very different experience for us, and they sort of look us up and down because we just, you know, we don't dress up to go to these things, and we sort of get looked up and down like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. They're in the wrong place.
Surely you've made one frivolous, impulsive purchase. It doesn't have to be huge. Like, you know, I'm not sitting here waiting to hear you say we bought a Ferrari. Surely you've just made one where you've just gone, I can afford this, I'm having it.
You're going to laugh. I bought myself a pair of linen, like French linen sheets.
Oh, nice, nice.
Look at me.
Nice. Is it fair to say, Stacey, that this has been the best thing to happen in your year?
It's the best thing to happen in my year, in my life, obviously apart from my children and my marriage. And it's been amazing. And I'm so grateful. Mix 94.5. I still can't even believe I've won.
Good on you, Stace.
It made her year. You know what made my year?
What?
These are the most simple. Two things made my year this year. One, my new mattress.
Oh, yeah.
I went into Bedshed in Morley earlier in the year. Simon was very good. He spent hours like letting me lay on the beds because I wouldn't leave. Because if you're going to make,
like,
you know, if you're going to make a mattress purchase, you've got to really commit and you've got to make sure you're getting the right thing. It changed my life. If you're not sleeping well, I cannot believe that something so simple, getting a new mattress made my year.
Yeah.
It has changed my world. The other thing, it was my ADHD diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
That made my year. Life got way easier. Way easier and just so much better.
Yeah. I feel, and I'll probably get in trouble for this because if Steppy D's listening, my stepchild. I feel like the greatest thing that's happened this year is watching her evolve into such a fantastic human being.
Cool.
And us finding various things to connect on, like basketball for one. And, you know, my family life is really going in a great direction and it makes me very happy.
That's
great.
So nice. Yeah. Right. And we've known that. You've talked about that off air to us all year about how cool it is to grow that relationship.
I never thought it would happen to me.
Yeah.
You know, but it has happened and I'm very proud of my wife and my stepchild and my family.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, we had Ollie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, for us, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little boy, and now it just kind of feels like the family's complete. Like,
does it?
Does it?
Look, we have been.
We give you a lot about this.
We're not.
We pick on you.
We're 99.9% sure. But you always just leave a little
that
open.
That sounds
just
like an accident
case.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah, maybe.
We keep talking about the vasectomy.
There's been a lot of crap.
Yes.
You know, particularly the last couple of years. It's been tough. It's been bloody tough for plenty of people listening to this right now, for plenty of people who aren't listening to this right now. And it is, no matter big or small. Just want to hear what's made your year.
Renee in Seville Grove, what made your year?
Oh, hi, guys. I left my job at 4 years, went into a completely different industry. Within 4 months, I have been signed up to a traineeship in a whole different industry. It's amazing to be appreciated.
Oh,
excellent. Good on you, Renee.
What are you doing now, Renee?
Working in property management.
Cool.
Unreal, mate. So, you know, the last job wasn't that great, but you made the big move. You went, nah, I've got to get myself out of this sitch.
That's it. You know, it's just, you just got to take that plunge sometimes and it's scary, but you just got to do it.
Good Excellent. For you, Renee.
Worked so happy well. That paid off for you.
Margaret in Bibra Lake, good morning to you. What's made your year?
I'm currently sitting in the car park at Perth Airport waiting for my daughter to come home, who's been stuck in the US the last couple of years.
Oh, darling. Oh, that's great. Wow.
Oh, Margaret, you don't even care that you're paying the car park fees.
I know, and I've been sitting here for about an hour. So,
$200 Margaret. To get out, but all the joy when she arrives. How wonderful.
That's it. I'm so excited.
What's her name, Margaret?
Rebecca.
And what's she been doing overseas?
Well, she originally went to work in Canada for a little while and then decided to stay and then ended up having to leave Canada and went to the US because she couldn't get home.
Yeah.
And then she arrived back in Australia 2 weeks ago but had to sort of be over there before she was allowed to come back. So,
Well, welcome
Wonderful
home.
Wonderful reunion, Margaret.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Pass on our best. Merry Christmas to you. Larissa in the Vines, good morning. What made you year?
Good morning. So quite a little journey. I have a little boy who's nearly seven and my husband entered our lives when he was about 3 months old and has been dad. We've spent the last 2 years battling with the Department of Communities to get step-parent adoption, which has been a really quite traumatic little experience and very, very challenging. Me and my husband, unfortunately, have had trouble making our own babies and have two little angel babies, but 2 weeks ago, we finally got our first certificate. I'm going to get emotional.
Oh.
And my little boy
is
now officially my husband's child. Really, really special.
Beautiful.
Oh, Larissa, that's wicked.
It was really, really cool.
Oh, I had no idea it was such a struggle to do something like that. So, I'm thrilled to hear that for you. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Good
Merry
on you,
Christmas,
mate.
Larissa.
How good is that?
That's a nice Chris. That's a nice way to wrap the year, isn't it?
Now, we're just spreading the Christmas cheer today, and I like this. I love this actor very much, and we had some sort of conjecture about who it was. I know him as Michael Sheen. You may know him from the Twilight films as Aro.
Aro.
I hear a strange heart. Half mortal, half immortal. Conceived and carried by this newborn while she was still human.
He's like the big evil dude from
guys,
The Vampire.
I didn't know who you were talking
acting
about.
Acting Michael Sheen. Can you play it when he's not acting?
Hello! It's Michael Sheen here! Hello! 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 It's Michael Sheen!
Oh, that really cleared it up.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I guarantee you, if you look him up, you'll recognise his face. He's been in a lot of stuff.
To be fair, you did mention the name and Matt was like, he's so famous. And I said, I don't know who he is. And Pete said, I don't know who he is. But when we looked up his face, I was like, I know. He was in Frost Nixon.
He was in Frost Nixon.
I know him well from that. And Masters of Sex, he was great in.
And I'll tell you what else he was great in. You know, sports films don't often work. But there's a film called The Damned United where he played the very famous English manager Brian Clough. And it's a great performance, even if you're not really into your sport. It's more of a character study on a very big character in football.
Oh. Anyway, this has just been a getting to know you segment. Next year, we're just going to bring in a different actor and we'll just see.
We're going to call it Netflix and Chill. But what he's done is that he's been making a lot of money being in these sorts of films. You know, he's a proper sort of RSC actor, Royal Shakespeare Company, who found himself suddenly courted by Hollywood, making mozza, doing these films that probably aren't that hard for him, right?
Right, yep.
So he's decided to become a not-for-profit actor. And he's sinking all of his money into social and community stuff, knowing for at the moment that he can go and earn it back. So, for example, in 2019, the Homeless World Cup was to be played in Cardiff, Wales, which he's a Welsh actor, and was running out of money. He paid for it.
No kidding.
And he's like, I don't want any, you know, I've just realised I've got all this money, I've got all these houses that I don't need, and so he's sold them and he's given them all to charity.
I looked up his net worth and it says he's worth $16 million, but it's on the same website that told me that, Matt, you were worth $11 million, so I'm not sure that I can trust
it. Okay, well, he's not earning a lot of money, but his heart's in the right place.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. I got
a FaceTime 2 nights ago from my mother-in-law. Well, for the sake of the argument, we call her my mother-in-law.
Sure.
I'm not actually married.
No.
We've been together long enough to just kind of... just sort of go with that title.
Yeah. Are you in the will?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt I'm in anyone's will.
Okay, so James's mum.
So she gives us a call and we were FaceTiming and having a chat. And then she tells me this story, which just made me laugh. I mean, I shouldn't say I laughed because it's actually a bit awful, but... So her husband had a fall. So James is stepdad, so he's taken a bit of a fall in the house.
Okay.
And they live over in England. And they live in this little sort of town, I guess, called Brightlingsea. It's quite small.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sort of like beachside town, I guess everybody goes there for the summer.
Yes.
For the, you know, the little waterways that they have. It's not quite the same as here. But so it's a cute little, it's got a butcher and a baker and a candlestick maker kind of town. And so Steve's had a fall, unfortunately, upstairs. And they're in their 70s and she can't get him back up off the floor. Oh. He was laying down and he was in too much pain and she couldn't get him up and she didn't know what to do. And they don't have a hospital or anything in their town, right? They got nothing. So to fix the problem, she just wandered into town to try and find someone to come back and pick him up off the floor.
Yeah. Just anybody can.
The candlestick maker?
Dead set. This is what she's done. So just people are like, what did you do? She goes, well, I wandered into town and there's one guy in town who's quite strong and I thought he would probably be able to come and help. But she wandered down to his workshop and the workshop was closed. So she couldn't use him. So she went to the charity shop that she volunteers at and she went to ask the ladies there. But one of the women there, she was on her own. There was no one else at work that day. And so she said, well, I can't help you. I can't leave
the
store.
Yeah, we're so busy.
Yeah, she can't leave
the store. We had one client about 4 hours ago. Can't be leaving.
So they sent her down the road and she's ended up down at the carpet shop. And these two young blokes who fit carpet, they're carpet layers, they've offered to come and help. So they followed her home. They've wandered a few blocks till they got home. And these two blokes have gone up the stairs and gone and helped Steve and helped pick him up off the floor. And she's telling us a story and she's like, yeah, so they were lovely and they came in to help us. And you know, it's funny, you know, because I was thinking about getting new carpet and I laughed and said, oh, I'm going, oh yeah, just get a quote while you're there. And she went, well, we did. We did. So she had these two carpet guys come and pick him up off the ground. And while they were there, she got a quote for new carpet.
The experts in the trade. Now, life has become, you know, serious in some ways. And we saw a story today in the paper about like swimming teachers and various teachers across our city that are not allowed to receive presents anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it for whatever reason.
Certain workplaces will just go, nope, you can't. If, you know, and a lot of people show their gratitude that way, don't they? By just giving you a little tip or giving you a little gift at certain times.
Absolutely, to say thanks for all your work. And as I said before, when I was a kid, that was just what everyone did. You put out a couple of beer bottles for the garbos, a couple of long necks, and no one would take them, which was another weird thing about that. And the garbos would get their bottle of beer. And, I mean, I just don't know in this day and age, are people still doing it? And certainly if you've got any garbos out there who are listening to us or any posties, we'd love to hear from you to know if you're still getting some gifts.
I don't know how it works with the posties. Do they all service the same area over and over? Do you get your same postie every day?
We know ours quite well.
I've never met mine.
We've got a couple. We've got a bloke. We've got a woman. The bloke drives a van and the woman's on one of the little bikes and they're the same ones every single day.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't get any mail, so I don't. And, you know, that's I've never met them all, but I like to think people are still thinking of their community members like that and leaving gifts out.
Well, and that's possibly the thing that's gone, that, you know, one that doesn't want to live in the past, but knowing the people in your neighbourhood, knowing your butcher. I mean, I bet it's still like that for Pete Corelli.
Oh,
but, you know, knowing your butcher first name basis.
They couldn't start gifting to everybody that they know, though. Could you imagine?
John, over at Rumpshakers there in Southern River. John, good morning to you, bloody legend. You know, he looks after us. We've gotten to know him very well.
Yeah.
And same with the crew over at Tribeca, like the cafe there. And we will pop over the next couple of weeks and we'll drop by and we'll, you know, hand him a carton of beer or a bottle of wine or something just to say thanks for a great year and for looking after us as customers. And I know when we had the fish shops, Mum and Dad in Midland, and they were there for years, they got to know plenty of people who would bring them in stuff at the end of the year to say thanks for looking after us.
Sure.
Thanks for doing a great job. Yeah. You know, so
are you being rewarded? Are you one of these people who works in the neighbourhood? Are you a garbo? Are you a, I don't know, is that the right word? Do you still call them garbos? I don't even know anymore.
Oh God, am I
posties? About to
have a moment.
What are you doing? And is somebody,
are
people still looking after you?
Amanda in Wembley Downs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gifts in your neighbourhood, mate. What do you got?
Well, I make little tweet retreats. They're just sort of like miniature houses made out of dried fruit, vegetables, bark, twigs, and well, it's hard to explain.
Wow.
And just, you know, like, give those to people who are special in my life at Christmas, because they take a long time to make. And at Christmas time, I've done Carol's Cottage and Holly's Cottage and Chrissy's Cottage, those sort of things.
They yeah, sound right. really special. Yeah. They're very unique.
Yes, they are. They are. And everybody seems to love them. All I do, I've done one with my girlfriend with, like, Lizzie's nest, and all the people in her family, I've put their names on the eggs in
Aww,
the actual nest.
Oh, that's cute.
Beautiful, you know, Amanda.
They're tough gifts. Like, my mum's sort of known for making her fruitcake.
Uh-huh.
And her fruitcake is the most sought-after thing at Christmas time. And mum's handing them out to the podiatrist and the physio. Like, everyone gets one.
Beck in Lake Clifton, good morning to you. You've got
good
a gift
morning.
For your postie. Your postie drops gifts. What's the deal?
He does. At Easter time, he made sure that he brought my five kids a chocolate Easter egg. Each, and he did that for all the kids in the neighbourhood. He's absolutely wonderful.
Aww.
And he also makes sure that he delivers all my online shopping on the days I work from home so I can hide it from my kids and husband.
Oh, Fred, he does deliver, yes.
Yeah, he's wonderful. So we always try and flick him a case of beer at Christmas to say thank you. He's absolutely wonderful.
Is he on one of those little bikes? Where does he put the case of beer?
No, he's in a van because we're in a rural area, and uh-huh. so he does the whole loop down here, and yeah, so he can take it with him. He's
Perfect.
Pretty good.
Perfect.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice good on you, Beck. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, mate.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you. Just imagine if he was on one of those little bikes. I strapped it
on his shoulder. One hand.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
The week in Perth, the year in Perth. Because for us, this is our last show of the year, and it's been a fantastic year with my two wonderful, well, my five, four wonderful colleagues. Many wonderful colleagues here.
You demand.
It's a big party here, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, well, you know, we get a lot done and we have a lot of fun. And I feel very grateful to have this job. So I wanted to write something that was sort of anthemic and would wrap up the year. And I was inspired by Pete's energy and enthusiasm around the regatta.
Oh, he was into it.
Brought back the mixed regatta.
That was not bad.
And people said, nah, mate, it'll never work. But Pete knew it would. And this song became an anthem for us. Don't
stop. Oh, that's it. Just keep believing, mate.
Pete, you fought so hard to make this song the song that was playing at the regatta when people went through the finish line.
Yep.
Well, of course, I feed off that enthusiasm and indeed borrowed heavily from that song that you're listening to right now. Because I thought, well, you know, our show started at the beginning of this year, Pete, Matt and Kimber. And, you know, there would have been people out there that thought, well, that ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they don't know each other. Maybe they won't get on. Yeah. Well, it turns out it was okay. Hey?
Listen to it.
This is for you, my friend. Feel free to join in when you...
because we know Matt's words.
Got a sheet in front of you.
Good luck, everyone.
In 2021, they said a show like that just can't be done. Pete, Matt and Kimber on Mix, that just don't make sense.
Oh, yes, it did.
An Italian stud.
Oh, that's me.
A Nazi chick with so much heart.
Oh, that's you.
Aww.
And this older fart with the balding head.
That's me.
Don't stop believing.
You hear that?
I hear that.
The enthusiasm growing?
Oh my god.
You're gonna give Perth that feeling.
That mixed feeling.
People sitting there going, I've got that feeling.
And so the show kicked off. Started talking crap in 4 minute slots. The game, yeah, kidding me, just went on and on and on and on.
And Kimber won.
Kimber's coffees. She gets judgy when you stuff her up. Pete's muscles pumping.
Every morning at 3 a.m.
Oh, and look at you, you're gorgeous.
You're beautiful, thanks.
Matt's a bit grumpy. Sick and tired of these 4 a.m. wake-ups. They just need some fucking rest.
Here we go, people. Clever.
Don't stop believing. We'll be back after. sleeping. Give birth that feeling. Don't stop believing. Pete, Matt, and Kimber are sleeping, dreaming. Give birth that feeling.
Huge, mate.
Oh,
huge.
Don't stop believing,
well done,
people.
Nice
don't stop
well
believing.
Done. What a year.
It's been rad, guys.
Gosh, it has been.
I'm so looking forward to coming back next year.
Look at the applause from the people out here. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, team.
Takes a village, guys. Takes a village.
It does. Pete, Matt, and
Kimber. That was your Pete, Matt, and Kimber podcast for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works. Mix 94.5.